各位弟兄姐妹还有来宾，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters and friends, good morning.
今天是八月九号。
Today is August 9th.
呀，但是传统啊，我们中国啊，有时候就说八月八号是父亲节。
The traditional Father's Day for the Chinese is August 8th because 8-8 sounds like Dad in Chinese.
所以我今天要分享有关于父亲的经文。
And so today, I will share with you passages that have to do with fatherhood.
我也请在座的年轻人仔细的听。
I would also encourage the young people to pay attention.
因为将来很多年轻人也会成为一个家里的父亲。
Because many young people will one day become fathers in your own household.
也请年轻的姐妹仔细听。
And we also ask young sisters to pay attention.
如果你要寻找配偶，你可以把这个当作属灵的成熟来的条件，首要的条件。
If you were to choose your mate, husband one day, that this would be some biblical principle that are qualifications to be a good husband that is from the Lord.
如果现在已经结婚的妻子也可以为先生祷告，让他成为一个属灵的带领。
If you are married and as a wife, you can also use these as spiritual principles to pray for your husband.
传统上大家都知道生命记第六章四到九节是个 很重要的经文。
If you're familiar with your scriptures, you would know that Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9 is an important passage.
他提到是给以色列人从小要背的一段经文。
And this is a passage that traditionally would be a passage that young Jews would have to memorize.
是整个圣经里面一个中心的主题。
It really also encompasses a central theme of the scripture.
圣经的主题就是让我们如何认识神、敬畏神，然后建立一个敬虔的家庭，让他代代蒙福。
The theme of the scripture is to know the Lord, to fear the Lord, and to live for the Lord, and to raise a family so that.The families from generation to generation will serve him.
但是比较少人知道这段经文也有一个别名叫做天国之轭。
But most people may not know that there's a phrase that is used to describe this passage, and that is the yoke of heaven.
轭，有些人可能不知道轭是什么东西。
Some of you may not know what a yoke is.
如果你看过牛车啊，那拉牛在拉牛车，架在他脖子上的一个有一个弧形的木头，就是轭。
If you ever seen a picture of an ox pulling an ox cart, then you'll see a piece of curved wood or metal that is on the shoulders of the ox. That is the yoke.
所以，一个做父亲的人，神就给他一个从天上来的一个。像轭一样的，他要带着全家人往前走。
And so, as a father, it's as if God would place this yoke upon the shoulders of the father, so the father will be leading the family towards the path that God wants him to for them to follow.
所以今天有一些父母亲已经体会到什么是轭，他说：“哎呀，我的责任好重，我在家里好像做牛做马一样。”
Well, some parents maybe say, yes, indeed, I do understand what it means to bear that yoke of being parents because to raise children, it's just like you serve them like animals.
但是神的原意是要让这个轭给一个父亲，让他成为一个敬虔爱主的父亲，是一个荣耀的职责，他能够得到属天永恒的喜乐。
But this yoke that God gives to the fathers are actually responsibilities that are glorious. And what these responsibilities to the father is so that not only him, but also the families would be led to enjoy the joy and blessings from heaven.
所以今天的父亲有四种不同的父亲，或是对父亲的观念有四种的不，大致上有四种不同的看法。
Today, there are basically four different ways of looking at fatherhood. That's the kind of a general consensus today.
一个说，哎呀，当不当父亲啊，都无所谓啊。
And one perspective is, it is not so important whether one becomes a father or not.
另外一个态度是，我很讨厌啊，因为很辛苦啊。
The other one is, I don't like being a father because it is very tiring.
那第三种说，我要做父亲只是一种责任。
Well, the third one, perspective is, being a father is a responsibility.
把它当成责任，当然这第三种就比第二、第一都好很多了。
But it's treated merely as a responsibility. So, of course, it's probably a better attitude than number one and number two.
另外一种是当父亲是荣耀神的职分。
And the other one, the fourth one, is being a father is a duty that is given from God.
所以我用简单的英文，有些就用讲的 have to. 第二种是 had, 我很。第三种是 have to. 差一个 t 就不一样了。
And so these English phrases help describe the sentiment is I hate to or I have to, and with a change of one letter, the sentiment is completely different.
我不晓得你现在状况是在哪一个情况里面。
And I don't know what specific condition you identify with.
但是神的律法是要我们遵行，是蒙福的。我相信神的心意就是要让你成为第四种的父亲。
But God wants you to be fully blessed. And so the condition in which it pleases God and is the condition in which He wants you to have is the fourth kind.
以下我要分享一首歌，我把它用中文简单介绍一下，然后让 James 把英文的歌词念出来。
There's a song that I'd like to share with you, and I'll read the lyrics to you.
大意是描写一个父亲，他只忙忙碌顾自己，也没有去干他顾他的小孩。等他小孩一天一天的变大的时候，他才有一天很后悔说，哎呀，小孩子变成跟我一样，是一个自私自利、没有责任的父亲。
This is a song that depicts a father's story of how he, the way he raised his children was that he was really never around and never paid attention to him. And one day he realized that his child had grown up to become a father who is irresponsible and uncaring just like him.
Yeah, 我请 James 帮我念一下好吗？这里。
And then these are the lyrics. A child arrived just the other day. He came into the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away. And he was talking before I knew it, and as he grew, he'd say, I'm going to be like you, Dad. You know I'm going to be like you. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, the little boy blue and the man in the moon. When are you coming home, Dad? I don't know. When? But we will get together then. We will have a good time then. My son turned teen just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad. Come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today. I got a lot to do, he said. That's okay. And he walked away, but his smile never dimmed. Said, I'm going to be like him. Yeah, you know I'm going to be like him. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man in the moon. When you come home, Dad, I don't know. I don't know when, but we will get together then. You know we will have a good time then. Well, he came from college just the other day, so much like a man I just had to say. Son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car's key. See you later. Can I have them, please? And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man in the moon. When you come home, Dad, I don't know when, but when we get together then, you know we will have a good time then. I've long since retired and my son has moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if you could find the time. You see, my new job's hassle and the kids got the flu, but it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man in the moon. When you come home, son, I don't know when, but we will get together then, Dad. You know we will have a good time then.
当然有今天有一些父亲是跑到另外一个极端。
So of course today there are some fathers who go to the opposite extreme end.
哇，他把 儿女的时间安排了，安排了打球、音乐、跳舞、下棋等等。
They plan for their children with all types of activities, sports, music, arts, crafts, chess.
而且把儿女的这个活动当成比信仰、比来敬拜神什么更重要。
And planning all these activities and giving their children these activities had become more important than the faith of their children and the salvation of their children.
几种不同的父亲观带来不同的结果。
So it depends on how we view fatherhood, we will reap different results.
因为圣经告诉我们，顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收到败坏。
The Bible says that if you sow in the flesh, then the fruit will be corrupted just like the flesh.
顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收到永生。
But the ones who sow by the Spirit will reap eternal life.
我们种什么就收什么。
What we sow is what we will reap.
你要做一个没有任何奖赏的父亲吗？
Do you want to be a father who has no reward?
没有从儿女来的一个感恩，也得不着神的祝福的吗？
That you receive no gratefulness from your children and that they do not know the Lord because of your failing?
或是做一个遗恨一生的父亲说，哎呀，早知道我应该怎么样。
Or would you become a father whobecomes regretful because you said to yourself, I wish I had known only if I had done this or that.
或是有些父亲虽然有信仰，但是马马虎虎，他的传承可能只有一两代。
Or maybe your parents, you seem to be doing an okay job, and so your legacy, but your legacy will only last for a few generations.
圣经的第二节讲说，恨神的他必追讨他的罪，直到三四代。
The Bible says in the Old Testament, as part of the second commandment, that those who hate God, God will punish them till the second and the third generation.
爱神的啊，神敬畏神的，神会他发慈爱，直到千代。
But those who love and fear the Lord, He will bless them to thousands of generations.
所以你所追求的是哪一种父亲呢？
So what kind of a father do you want to be? Do you aspire to be?
所以圣经把这一段最中心的经文旧约里面当成一个父亲的一个座右铭。
And so this scripture here that God gave us is given to us so that we can use it as a model for fathers.
所以当你在负这个恶的时候啊，事实上你是在带着全家人走向啊代代蒙福的道路，或是走向一个什么样的道路呢？
So as you're carrying this yoke upon your shoulders,You are leading your family to this blessing from God that will come to you for thousands of generations.
如果你有圣经，我请你打开，放在《生命记》第六章四到九节。
So if you have your Bible, please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9.
我们上面有部分的经文，但是我们想说一开始我们先把整段的经文念过一次，你有印象。如果旁边的人找不到圣经，也请你帮助他一下。
Let us take some time and read through the whole passage. And also, if your neighbor is having a hard time finding the passage, please help them along.
让我们让练中文的，我们先来练一次好吗？来，以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们神是独一的主。你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神，我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐下，在家里，在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要系在你手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你的房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
Let us read them together in English, verses 4 through 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your souls and with all of your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads.Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates.
如果你是有信主的年轻的女孩子，你 啊，你的男朋友也是基督徒，你跟他分享这一段说，请你把这个当作你一生努力的目标，带领我们以身作则，带领我们全家人往这个路上去，你愿不愿意呢？
If you are a young Christian woman, would you say to your Christian boyfriend, or your husband to be, that use this passage and have this passage to be your model in life so that you will strive towards accomplish this and lead your future family in that same direction so you can receive the blessing, so that we may receive the blessings of God. Would you be willing to ask him of this?
在古代学习最重要的一个途径就是听。
In the old days, the most effective way to learn was through listening.
因为那时候圣经都是用手抄本的，不是每一个人都有圣经的。
Because back then, the scriptures were handwritten and hand-copied, so the copies of these written scriptures were very scarce.
所以说听很重要，老师在讲什么，或是父母在讲什么，你要赶快抄笔记啦，不然考试要考啊。
People, not everyone has the scriptures, so in order to learn, you must pay attention while you listen, and you must take copious notes so that when it's time for the exam, you'll be ready to study for it.
哇，我看到今天有一些人，他就赶快做笔记，哎，他就不但听，而且要把它听进去。
And so I see today when people learn, not only do they listen, they take a lot of notes, which means they really want to take the lesson into their hearts.
这是在希伯来文里面听有包括是顺从的意思，我不但听，我还要去做。
In the Hebrew word that is used for listening, the connotation is not just hearing, but also doing.
所以他这一句就一开始就讲说，听啊，以色列人啊。
And so, verse 4 starts by saying, "Hear, O Israel."
独一的真神就是说没有别的神，就独一无二，没有别的神跟他相比，其他都是假神。
To say that the Lord is one means that He is the only God, He is the only true God, and aside from God, there is no other who can be God.
独一的主不但是讲说只有一，它重要的重点是讲说万物都本于他，也都归于他，我们一生的荣辱得失都永恒或是短暂都在乎神。
To say that God is one is not just to say He is the only God, but also that whatever occurs in life, everything that is part of our life, everything has to do with God, and it is through God, and it is from God, and it is to God.
如果我们不去在乎他所说的，我们一生所做所行，后来可能都是变成草木禾秸，一无所有，一无价值。
If we don't pay attention to this fact, and then we are busy with our lives, then all the accomplishments that we think that we have accumulated may just become wood, hay, and straw, and they have no eternal values.
有些人就讲一个比喻，说神是一，我们是零。
Some people use this analogy. They say God is the number one, and we are the number zero.
因为我们来的时候空空而来，走的时候也空手而走，对不对？
Because we come to this world with nothing, and we can take nothing with us when we die, right?
所以我们一直努力，一直赚，一直积，都增加一个零，再增加一个零，再增加一个零。很多人说看到看银行的存款说，哦，又多了一个零，哦，又多了一个零。
Because we work in our lives, we accumulate things, and what we're doing merely was adding more and more and more zero into our lives. Some people look at their checkbook, and they see the balance. Oh, look, there's another zero behind it. There's another zero behind it.
如果我们没有神，你得到的所有的零加起来都是一串零。
But if we do not have God, we may add all those zeros, but zero plus zero is still zero.
但是如果说我们信主有了一了，但是把它排在后面去，就变成零零零零零零零零，后面一啊，得到的只是仅仅得救，但是一无所有。
If we became Christian and we have the Lord, yet we put the number one,at the end of the zeros, well, all these zeros ahead still doesn't account for anything. And so maybe what we may be saved, but we are barely saved.
就像哥林多前书第三章讲的我们有一天要面对神，他检验我们的一生的时候，就像火烧过一样如果我们说的是金银宝石的工作就存下来，草木禾秸的就剩下来，什么都没剩下，但是仅仅得救而已。
It's like what 1 Corinthians chapter 3 describes, that we work all of our lives. If our work were not made of gold, silver, or precious jewels, but rather are made of wood, stubble, and straws. Then, after the test of fire, everything would be burned away, and yes, we would be saved, but we would barely be saved as if escaping through fire.
但是如果我们把一放在首位就不一样，你看，零零零零零零一，你现在把一的位置放在一，一零零零零零零，你看多么不同。
But if we put God first in our lives, we place that one ahead of all those zeros. You see the difference between the number with one falling with many zeros versus the number with one at the end, which is preceded by many zeros.
今天用这个简单的比喻，让我们记住我们的神是独一的神，也万物都归于他，也本于他。
This is a simple illustration, and I hope that makes the point that we need to understand that everything in this world is from God, and it is through God, and should be for God.
所以他一开始就讲说，你要听，不但是要听，还要尽心、尽力、尽性爱耶和华我们的神。
And the scripture here says not only to hear that the Lord is one, but it says, love the Lord your God with all of your hearts, with all of your souls, and with all of your strength.
什么是尽心呢？
What does it mean to love with all your heart?
这是指到我们的思想，我们的意志。
It speaks to our thoughts. It speaks to our mind and our will.
尽心就是讲说我们的情感，我们的感情那方面的。
To love with all of our soul speaks to our emotions, our feelings.
尽力是指到我们的才干，我们的力量，神给我们的恩赐，像那个地位啊，财富啊，会产生影响力的。
Strength speaks to our abilities and our wealth, things in this material world that could have influence.
其实尽心、尽性、尽力爱我们的神，意思就是说把神当作我们的道路、真理、生命。
Really, to say that we must love the Lord with all of our hearts and with all of our souls and with all of our strengths, really, in other words, it's saying that we need to recognize the Lord Jesus Christ as the way, the truth, and life.
因为道路、真理、生命也牵涉到我们整个人的情感、意志啊，我们的意志降服神的真理，又不是用人的理性来批判、怀疑真理。
Because the way, the truth, and the life depicts the trueness of who God is, and it depicts the reality of the life that we must have in Him.
所以，道路、生命也知道说，我们的才干、神给我们的都。生命里面牵涉到情感，我们爱神，然后神给我们的才干、恩赐，我们都为神而用。
The way and the truth also speaks to our whole beings, our mind, our thoughts, our emotions, and our abilities.
所以爱神是爱人的道路，爱神也是爱人的真理，也是爱人的生命，都要从神开始。
And so to love God, to love man,is also a manifestation of our love for God. And so we need to be able to love men with truth and show them the way of the Lord and also to show them the way and to show them the truth. It's the same way as loving God.
这个第六节跟第七节的上半节对一个父亲非常的重要。
Verses 6 and 7 are also especially important for a parent, for a father.
你看看他是写到什么了。我今日吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女。
It says here that the words that I, the commandments that I give you today, you are to place upon your hearts, and you must impress them upon your children.
你看这个就扩大本的圣经啊，他很希望把这句话的经义讲得更明白，抓住他，所以他就用比较多的字来形容，他说：“你第一啊，神的话要先进到你的情感、意志，还有你的心里面去。”
Because in the scripture writer wanted to expound on the spiritual truth to those who are reading or hearing these words, so he starts by saying that the word of God must go into your mind, it must go into your thoughts, it must go into your heart.
因为要教导儿女，你自己要先让神的话到你心里面。不但是这样，还有你看，让他来 shape, wait and sharpen, 就是让神的话来改造、塑造你这个人。
And so The scripture says, in order for you to teach your children of God's word, the first thing is you must have those words inside your heart first.
这样的话，你的话语讲出去的时候，你才会穿到你儿女的心里面去。
Because once you have these words in your hearts and you have them in you, then when you speak to your children, then those words may truly enter into their lives.
你看他这里用 penetrate.让他一听到，哦，yeah.
And so this, the word speaks to penetrating into their hearts.
而且 不但是这样，你的教训呢会 impress them， 就让他们说，哦，不但是有感，而是有行动的。
And so we see the word used here is to impress these words upon them, which means it's not just for them to hear and to know, but that there must be action that follows.
我们常常有时候对一个人很崇拜追求，或者对一个话很追求的，他讲出来以后，你说哇，这是很 impress me， 是不是要这样
？Sometimes when people say something and we hear it and we react by saying, "Wow, you've impressed me."
所以说，你看，你让你的儿女也是让这个话语记到他们的心里、心上跟感情意志里面去。
And so we must also do the same for our children, that the word of God must not only register in their mind, but also must register with their hearts.
有很多人就讲了说，奇怪啦，我的小孩子天天去每个礼拜上主日学，也听懂都圣经的道理，但是我跟他讲的话，好像他生命都不会改变。
Some people have this reaction. They say, well, I send my children to church and I send them to Sunday school, and over, they hear God's word, but I don't see their lives change.
没有改变的问题就出在这里，我们自己是不是让神的话来改变我们
？Well, the problem is here. The reason why we see no change in the lives of the children is because we ourselves have not allowed the word of God to change us.
第一个，先让神的话进入我们的心，我们生命改变，我们才有办法让神的话进入儿女的心。
If we don't allow the word of God to enter into our hearts first, and we do not understand the impact of God's word in our lives,then we will be unable to share God's word with our children so that they may have the word of God in their hearts.
所以要自己以身作则先自己消化神的话。
And so we need to set that example for themselves. For them, we have to first digest the word of God.
然后找机会合宜的与儿女谈心。
Then we need to find opportunity to sit down and be able to listen to our children.
分享自己在凌晨的属灵的路上失败跌倒或者挣扎了这样的经历。
We'd be able to even share deep matters such as our own failures, our own struggles, and our own victories in our spiritual life, in our spiritual growth.
你自己对神话语的渴慕、体验、追求那样的心情都告诉儿女。
Including our feeling, our thoughts,our struggles, and the things that are deep within our hearts, we should be open in sharing them with our children.
谈心，谈心。
Talk about the deep things of life.
什么叫谈心？我们都有经历过，是不是啊？
What does it mean to have a deep sharing? We've all understand that, don't we?
当我们在追女朋友，是跟男朋友在一起的时候，我们就说，哦，我们在谈心哦。
Sometimes when we are, when we're spending time with our boyfriends or girlfriends, thenDuring that process of courtship, people say, what are you guys doing? We say, we're just talking, but we're talking about things that matter.
所以现在的父母不是在谈心，他讲说，哎，你看你爸爸怎么不像样，他就讲说，哎，你看你妈妈是这样不负责任，在儿女面前谈这种心的话，你看这是会变成什么家庭。
Today, the parents don't really talk to their children, but sometimes when they talk to their children, they're actually blaming the other spouse. You tell your children, look, your mother has done this and that. She's not right. The mother says this.The same thing about the father to the children. Look, your father is no good. Then how can these things be beneficial to their children?
有一些父母就吃饭的时候就老大，你今天功课没有做完，学校又怎么样？他都是在看这个分数啊 ，performance， 就是他的表现怎么样，他的重点都是在那些上面。
We see parents today at dinner tables. What they talk to their children about is about their school performances. It's about their grades. Look, you did not achieve a good grade in this class and that class. And the focus of the conversation really all revolve around performance at school.
不是说不要跟儿女讲这些学校的事情了，不是这样的意思。
It's not to say that we cannot talk to our children about school.
但是我们的中心是吧？吩咐，你看神吩咐你的话，我们把它化出去，不是来用教条式来教导儿女，而是在生活当中就把神的原则融化到我们的谈话里面去。
What we're saying is that we need to allow the Word of God to naturally flow out of our conversation on a daily basis with our children as we converse with them.
不是一种教条式的教导。
And it ought not to be delivered as a set of laws.
这里提到说，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下，起来，都要谈论。
It says here that we need to talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, and when you lie down, and when you get up.
但是你要注意啊，有些小孩子说，哇，我父母好啰嗦哦，啊。对，不管我在家里，在路上躺下起来，他天天都给我疲劳轰炸。
Well, some children may say, well, my parents, they're really naggy. They're always nagging at me. Doesn't matter where I am, what I do, whether I'm up, I'm lying down, I'm sleeping, I'm walking along the road, or I'm sitting down, they're always nagging at me.
所以你看第七节一开始他是说 impress them, 哎，吸引他，我不是反弹哦，你讲越多他跑得越快。
That's why in verse 7 it says you must first impress them with these words.
So
that you need to attract them to the Word of God.
所以有些家长，有些小孩子是说，我长大以后要离开家，越远越好，我读大学要特地选一个很远很远很远的学校。
We know it's a common occurrence when a child is ready to go to college and they have this natural statement about the qualification of a college that they want to choose. It is the further away from home, the better.
因为他们父母没有跟他谈心，或者在讲神的话教导的时候，也没有 impress them， 好像让他疲劳轰炸一样。
But that's probably attributed to the fact that the parents never had good conversation or deep conversation with their children, or when they talk to their children, it's always just nagging at them.
所以，关系还有生活的引导。
So we're talking about leadership with relationship.
要花先花时间跟他建立一个好的关系，也带领他认识神。
We need to spend time to develop a good relationship with them, but at the same time, we need to lead them and guide them in the path, in the proper ways of life.
陪儿女走过他们的属灵的道路。
We need to walk alongside our children in their spiritual journey.
你看，一开始先建立关系，慢慢引导，然后让他们再陪他走，后来就让他自己跟神走。
We start with developing that relationship, then we will lead and guide them, and we walk alongside them. Then eventually, we will be ready to send them off so that they can find their own ways.
昨天朱师母的这个庆祝会里面 ，Elton 就分享。
Yesterday, when we had a chance to celebrate Mrs. Chu's birthday, Elton shared this.
他说，我妈妈很关心我，所以我们建立了很好的关系。
He said, my mother cares about me very much, and so we have a very close relationship.
所以你看，他第一点的建立关系，培养感情很好。
So you see, they have done number one. They've established a very close relationship.
现在 Elton 每一天都会打电话跟爸爸妈妈讲讲话。
Elton would call home every day and to speak to his parents.
昨天我讲一个很有趣的事情，他妈妈就说：“我，你眼睛一眨，我就知道你心里想什么。”
He shared something that was quite interesting. He's relayed that his mother has said to him when he was young that when you blink, that I know exactly what's on your mind.
他就说：“你要悔改，悔改到自己到神面前去。”
And often she would tell him.You need to repent. You need to pray and repent of your ways before the Lord.
他自己就祷告，后来心里很不服气，一开始不服气，后来就神光照他，圣灵就告诉他说，你看你在这方面错了，在这方面错了，应该改正。
And he would then go to the Lord in prayer, even though at first he was unwilling to do so, but then the Holy Spirit would convict him for him to realize that his own ways were the wrong ways.
如果我们教导儿女，要他悔改，祷告。他都不听，在那边跟你辩的时候，你就知道你的教导还没有进入心，或者是失败了。
If you were to instruct your children and you tell them on certain specific occasions that you need to go to the Lord in prayer and you need to repent of your ways, Yet all they do is argue with you and talk back to you, then what you should realize is that you have not taught them the Word of God. The Word of God has not entered into their hearts.
如果他说好，我进到房间里面去安静祷告，你这样的话，他自己的心才会被神改变啊，对不对？其实一个人如果不祷告、不忏悔，他的心是永远是硬的、硬土，神没有办法给他任何的祝福。
If the child is able to then take your advice and go to the Lord in prayer and to seek the Lord's guidance on their own, then what you've done is you did not prepare your children's heart so their hearts are dried and are hardened so that they cannot allow the word of God to impress on them.
传统的做法就是第一个用父亲的权威去压他，我是爸爸，我说的话就是你要遵从。
The common way, or the traditional way, is the father will say, "Well, I am your father, therefore you must do what I say."
忽然第二个就是重重的跟他打，打到他表面上说，表面上屈服，表面上。
Or a second way would be to give the child a severe beating, and so beat the child until the child complies. So at least comply outwardly.
最好的就是什么，让神的话进到他去，他自己肯去跪下来祷告悔改，那才是最上策。
But the best way really is to be able to teach your children in such a way so that when you ask them to go to the Lord, they can and allow the Lord to discipline them. That's the best way.
所以他这里是举例啊，说 impress them， 不管你是这样这样这样这样，不是说你从早上起来就一直跟练到他晚上睡觉。
And so that's why the scripture asks the fathers to impress God's word on them. It's not to nag them, it is to impress them with the word of God.
所以说他后面就是说你要 talk 还是什么什么，他是举例的。
And so later on it gives some specific ways to when to talk with them, but those are just examples.
而且我们来看第八、第九节，他说不但是谈心分享，让你的话让神的原则印在他身上，而且你要系在手上为记号，戴在头上为经文，写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
Verses 8 and 9, it says that not only should we talk to children about the word of God, but we must tie them as a symbol on your hands and bind them on your forehead, write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates.
诶，这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
有些人说啊，那是不是我回家去的话，就要把我的房间、客厅所有都写了一大堆的经文
？Does that mean that we must then write down the scriptures and post it all over our homes and put it in the living room, put it in the family room, in the hallways, everywhere?
今天家庭有些基督家庭有一个牌子是写说基督是什么？我家之主。
When we walk into many of the Christian households.Often you may see a plaque or frame that says what? That Jesus is the head of this household.
如果我们只是把这些经文啊放在这里啊，或者写在衣服上，然后都戴在头上，那只是个外表的。
If we take these scriptures, we write them down, and we merely put it on our hats, sew it on our clothing, and print it on our backs, but these are all just external expressions of them.
他为什么这么写呢？
But why does the scripture tell us this way?
这意思就是说，你家至少要有一句话是常常提醒你要敬畏神、亲近神的那一句话。
Well, really, what the scripture is reminding us is that the scripture has an instruction for us, and this is what we need to do is to be mindful of God's words.
如果说我们常常跟人家过不去，没有办法原谅别人，我们就写一个经文放在口袋里面，我到哪里的时候就拿出来看一下。我现在街上等车，我现在去游览，我现在在办公室，我现在下班，或在卧房，就常常提拿出来，拿出来。他这个意思就是这样子啦。
If there was a person that I'm unable to forgive, I would write down a scripture, and I may put that scripture in my pocket so that.Wherever I am, whether I'm waiting for a bus, or I'm at work, or I'm at home, I'm taking my lunch break, before I sleep, I can take that word out, and I can remind myself of the word of God. And that's what this scripture means here.
就是说在何处走的时候，都有经文，你都在影响我们的一行一动。
And that is that wherever we are, wherever we go, we have the scripture that affects us, and that guides us, and dictates how we live our lives.
有一次我去在新城教会的时候去探访一位新来的家庭他的女儿去了教会后来就信了耶稣。
There's a family in the Cincinnati church. The parents are Christians, but the daughter was not at first, but slowly she eventually became a Christian.
她就在她的客厅啊她贴了一张条子写上一个经文。
And there's a poster with a scripture passage that they hung in their living room.
她写的是什么？是箴言十九章十一节。箴言十九章十一节。
And the scripture passage that was hung in their living room is from Proverbs chapter 19, verse 11.
她说：“人有见识就不轻易发怒，宽恕人的过失便是自己的荣耀。”
It says, "A man's wisdom gives him patience; it is to his glory to overlook an offense."
我说，小姊妹，你写这个经文是给谁看的啦？
I asked this young lady. I said, "Who is this scripture intended to be for?"
她说，我是给我爸爸看的。
She says, "Well, I hung it up there for my father."
我说，你为什么给你爸爸看？
I asked her, why would you want your father to see this verse?
因为说我爸爸是新移民来到这里美国要重新开始所以他天天脾气非常的不好这骂东骂西骂南骂北。
She says, well, when I see my father at home, whatever stress he's under, I don't know, but he's always angry and he's always yelling at people.
所以我就告诉他有一个有见识的人呢、啊，就不轻易发怒啊！你是没有见识的哦，爸爸。
So I want to tell him that a man's wisdom gives him patience, and since you're impatient, you are not wise.
但是他就告诉爸爸说，没关系啦，我宽恕你啦。
But he says to his father, "It's okay, though. I forgive you."
因为圣经讲宽恕别人就是自己的荣耀。
Because the Bible says to forgive others is to receive glory. To overlook an offense is to have glory.
有一次我们教会有一个弟兄，他手上绑了黄色的橡皮筋、白色的，还有那个绿色的。我说你绑这做什么呢？
One time I saw a brother in our church with a colorful rubber bands around his wrist. There's a green rubber band and a yellow rubber band. And as I asked him, I said, "What are these for?"
他说这个黄色的哦，就是提醒我不要急躁，不要生气。
And he told me, he says, "This yellow rubber band is a reminder for me not to be haste and not to be mad."
所以我一次有时候要急躁要开始生气的时候，我看到哎，这黄色的就提醒我不可以，所以我就祷告，就气就消下来。
And I want to be upset and be mad. I see this yellow rubber band, then it reminds me I ought not to exhibit that. And I would pray. I would slow down. I would pray.
所以它的作用也是跟一样，你系在手上、戴在头上、写在红卡一样，它随时带着说，它就提醒一下。对，我要这样。
And so it's the same effect as if we wrote the scripture, put it on our forehead or on our clothing. Or in our pockets, because this had become a reminder for him to behave.
所以这句话的意思就是说，让神的话随时随地都在我们的生命中占主导地位，发挥影响力。
And so, what this passage means is that the Word of God must be our primary consideration, and it must be the first thing we go to as we decide what to do, and it must be that priority in guiding our lives.
所以今天很可惜啊，我们一有空的话就是在滑手机。
And today, unfortunately, every spare moment that we have, what do? We go to our smartphones.
但是我看在机场啊，以后看到人他在 devotion， 因为他因为有很多网络啊，还有什么，他这个意思就是。要戴在你手上为记号，额上为经文，意思是一样的。因为我们今天有手机嘛，对不对？你不用说哦，写一个经文绑在你头上，或是绑个什么袋子，你天天就可以这边滑哦，看着神的话什么样。我今天行事为人检讨一下，有什么心得就把它记载下来。
But sometimes I do see in an airport one time, people on their cell phones, they're actually using it to do their devotion. They're reading scripture passage or they're reading devotional on there.So really, that would then meet the intent of this passage, because we don't have to write a scripture passage and put on our forehead or wear on our sleeves. But we have the Word of God with us on a daily basis, and we interact with it, and that would meet the intent of this passage.
所以你看，时代虽然背景不同，精神一样，我们可以用新的科技帮助我们更加的记住神、敬畏神、认识神、顺服神。
So the time may have changed, and the places may have changed, but the intent of the scripture is still remains. And yes, there are advancements of technologies, there are different ways of modern day conveniences that will allow us to still achieve the same thing that God wants us to achieve.
做父亲的五大责任，第一个就是培养家庭的认同感。
The five main responsibilities a parent must have, the number one is to develop the fear that they have of God.
所以很多人挂了牌子，基督是我家之主，这就是一个中心，一个认同感。
It is to develop an identity for the family, and to say that the Lord Jesus is the head of the household is the establishment of that identity for the home.
如果一个家庭真的小孩啊认识神，大人认识，处处以主为中心，你看这个家庭一定是蒙神祝福的。
If a family has established itself so that main guiding principle for that family is to love God and to serve God, then you will see that from the parents down to the children, they will be blessed by the Lord everywhere they go and whatever they do.
旧约的以色列人他们就把生命记第六章四到九节成为他们家庭认同为中心的一个座右铭。
In the Old Testament, the Jews, they would take Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9, as the foundation for them to develop that identity for the home.
第二个是培养对配偶坚贞的爱。
The second one is to develop a commitment of love to the spouse.
因为我们爱神，所以去爱配偶。
Because we love God, therefore we would love our spouse.
第三个，了解儿女的内心。
Thirdly, is to understand the inner world of our children.
所以，Elton 牧师他就分享说：“哎呀，每一次我妈妈讲说，你一眨眼我就知道，他说是的，他妈妈好像很每一次都看，能够知道他内心是怎么样。”
Pastor Elton shared about his mom knowing exactly what he's thinking, even just by the blinking of his eyes. What that depicts is the fact that the parents understand the inner workings of the children.
因为我们今天很多父母呢不了解儿女的内心，乃是没有真的遵守这个刚刚我们读了那个经文，而且以身作则，所以他讲的话也没有办法真正的达到他儿女的内心，所以他们也没有办法把他们的内心向我们分享。
Today we see many children unable.To have a good conversation with their parents or become disobedient, well, really, that is going against the teaching of the passage we just read. It's because then the parents never really had a conversation with their children, so they do not understand what the children are going through.
第四个，接纳家人的失败。
Number four is to accept the failures of your family members.
第五个，让信仰代代传承下去。
Fifthly is to allow that faith.To propagate through from generation to generation.
这里有提到说ABC 就是做一个父母，第一个要我们心自己向神改变。
There's an ABC principle here in terms of how we can develop a godly family.
第二个是信仰，是我们家里的核心。
The first is the attitude that we have, and the second would be the belief we have.
第三个就是说，你注重的是他们的生命，是他们的人格。
Thirdly is character, which says that what we focus on the development of our children and our family is upon their character.
而不是注重他们学业怎么样呢，运动怎么样呢，那些是副产品来的。
Focus on the character instead of the performances they have at school or their abilities. Those are the byproducts.
所以说我们在地上如果能够建立一个真正基督化的家庭，你这地上很好的回忆就是天上生活开始的一段美好的序曲。
If we're able to live our lives in the homes according to God's will, then what we get to experience would really be like a beginning and a start of that that joy and pleasure we would have in the heavenly homes and in the heavenly homes in God's household.
啊，虽然今天不是美国的父亲节，因为美国父亲节是在六月份，好像第二个礼拜是吧？
Even though today is not Father's Day here in this country, because I think Father's Day here in the U.S. is in June.
但是我要祝福，因为今天是8月9号，所以祝福在座的父亲，父亲节快乐，新心灵强健，主恩丰满。
But since it's a Chinese holiday for the fathers, then I'd like to take this opportunity to congratulate all the fathers, and I pray, and my desire is that. That you would all be strong, you'd be all be healthy, and that you'll have the grace and the blessing of the Lord with you always.
是不是跟你旁边做爸爸的还是我们大家跟他讲父亲节快乐好吗？
Tell the fathers next to you, Happy Father's Day.
父亲节快乐，
谢谢。父亲节快乐。
好，我们一同来祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你，你让父亲能够负这个轭，当然是一个有重量的，有重量的。
Dear Lord, you want the fathers to carry this yoke, and yes, of course, a yoke is heavy.
但是希伯来文里面的重量是跟荣耀是同一个字。
But in the Hebrew language, the word heavy also has this.Also has the meaning of substance and importance.
所以这个轭是重的，但是是荣耀的重担。
So the yoke is heavy, but it is also a glorious burden.
求你帮助这些做父亲的弟兄，他们能够倚靠你，就像耶稣说，凡当劳苦重担的到他那边来，耶稣要一起跟他承担。
So I pray that for the fathers, yes, while they are carrying this burden, this yoke,But as Jesus says, that we can, that his yoke is easy, and that we may bring the yoke to him, and he will share in carrying of that burden.
愿你祝福在座的年轻人，将来他们也成为一个愿意担负荣耀重担的好爸爸。
We pray for the young men in our midst that one day they will also become fathers, and when they do, that they will become fathers.That also honors you and glorifies you, and would become that good example of a father.
将来这个荣耀的重担就成为真是在永恒里面的真的是永恒的荣耀。
And when this glorious burden is being carried, they also may exhibit the glory in eternity.
感谢赞美你，垂听我们的祷告，是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We thank you, we praise you, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.